Blog Talk Radio. For example, perhaps in October 2010, they just met their soulmate, and they were happier than ever before. Now, it's October of 2011, and they once again have met their soulmate, yet it's a completely different person? Or is it? If we're not careful, we tend to do what I call cycling. We get into cycles. Cycles in which we go around and around and around, seeing and doing the same things over and over again, just like a hamster running in a wheel. Year after year, there are different characters in our lives, but all the same basic elements are still present. We think we're moving forward, yet we are clearly moving in a circle. Sometimes the cycling is a holding pattern in which we never even start moving. Do you know anyone who keeps getting new, unsatisfying jobs? Or keeps discovering new get-rich-quick schemes that never quite work out? Or how about somebody who constantly has no money, even though they have a good income? How about somebody who's just about to start a business, but needs to do a little bit more research first? Or how about somebody who keeps getting cheated on or dumped in relationships? Some of these people can be as regular as clockwork. You could literally plot on a graph how their life will go, For example, perhaps they meet a person, fall deeply in love, get dumped, and go into a depression. Then, rather than trying to seek help and break the cycle, they simply jump right back on the treadmill and do it all over again. Do you have any negative cycles? Hey, look, we're all human. Of course, we all have one surface occasionally. But because we are human, we also have the ability to break a cycle when we choose to. Cycles, whether positive or negative, are hypnosis. That's right. You have a recording playing in your head that causes you to seek out the same set of circumstances and perform the same activities that will produce the exact same results. Since you are acting on a recording already, why not change it into a positive recording? Why not program yourself to make empowering changes in your life rather than repeat negative patterns? A millionaire is just as habit-driven as a person who's constantly broke, but the millionaire has habits or actions that result from mental recordings that empower him or her, whereas the broke person, well, he or she has habits that consistently drain their resources. People in a successful marriage have communication habits that strengthen their bond, whereas people who find their soulmates year after year after year have habits that destroy the possibility of a long-term relationship. By the way, I think the concept of soulmates is wonderful, but when people meet their soulmate year after year, or even month after month, that is not a soulmate. It's evidence of a negative cycle. Are you ready to break a negative cycle now? Are you ready to lose weight, quit smoking, finally have a healthy relationship with your true soulmate? For the past 22 years, I've been a certified hypnotist. Hypnotism can break the negative cycles and replace them with positive cycles. Go into the new year with a positive cycle. Give yourself the gift of hypnosis. The best part, it can all be done via the telephone. Call me, Dr. Jenny, today at 1-800-375-3446. That's 1-800-375-3446. Find out how I can get you on a positive cycle to change your life and make 2012 the best year ever. Hey, want to be able to talk to me live and have a personal reading done? Visit my website at www.drjenny.com. That's www.drjenny.com. You can get a personal in-depth reading, or you can check out who's going to be on our show next week right here on Blog Talk Radio at the Christian Psychic Cafe. Don't forget, drjenny.com, or call a toll-free number at 1-800-375-3446. Hey, are you looking to find true love, the perfect job, prosperity, or the road to good health? Science has proven that our bodies are made up of a complex energy system called chakras. These chakras can be tuned up just like a car. Imagine if your car was not running correctly. Would you just sit back and assume it would magically fix itself? If your refrigerator stopped cooling, do you think you would just wait and see what happens, or would you be afraid that all your food would spoil and call a repairman? Chakra clearing and balancing is the same thing. When things are not going right in your life, whether it's your love life, your career, your bank account, or your health, can you afford to just sit back and wait and hope that somehow it will simply just correct itself? Chakra can even help the most stressed out person regain their sense of calm and inner serenity, regardless of what's going on around them. You can get a full chakra clearing and realignment long distance over the phone by calling 1-800-375-3446. That's 1-800-375-3446. We'll be happy to clear and balance all your chakras. Look forward to tomorrow. A chakra clearing does take 1 hour time. We look forward to hearing from you. Have you ever thought about getting Christian counseling for yourself or a loved one? From time to time, we all have difficulties and we need help to sort things out. Sometimes we may just want an objective person to encourage and coach us through certain seasons in life.
Christian counseling can help facilitate the healing process for spiritual, psychological, and emotional growth. Hi, I'm Dr. Jenny. Being a Christian counselor means I'm dedicated to helping people resolve past and present issues. My goal is to help my clients develop meaning and purpose in life, enabling them to make changes that will result in personal growth and development, restoration of balanced lifestyles, and the emotional strength to yield lifelong results. If you're looking for some answers and would like some Christian or spiritual direction, please call me for a private one-on-one phone consultation at 1-800-375-3446. I would love the opportunity to talk with you and help make today better and tomorrow great. And welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe. I am Dr. Jenny, and I'm here with my Christmas co-host,
Jessica, even though we didn't have our Christmas show.
And it was totally my fault.
But you know what? Nobody knows when I did that announcement about you being sick. I mean,
yeah.
You were terribly sick, and I knew about it early in the day.
Yeah.
So I took my daughter to see Christmas lights.
Yeah.
I was actually driving through packages of traffic.
And you made that call.
And I wasn't real focused, so if I sounded bizarre.
You didn't. Actually, you did a great job, and I was listening because I just had to log on to put the call through, and then I crashed. But you did a great job, and I really appreciate it.
Oh, no problem.
I had come down. I had an upper respiratory infection.
Yeah, you were really sick.
I was really sick, and it came really quick, and I know exactly how I got it. Exactly.
Oh.
You know how I don't share drinks because I always say if I lose my voice, you know, I can't work,
right.
I can't help people, I can't
That's
do
your
anything.
Living.
Right. So especially when you're doing hypnosis, can you imagine you're in a nice, peaceful trance and you're telling people to breathe in and breathe out and you're walking them through a beautiful forest and then you go, right? They're going to be like, oh, my gosh, and they're going to wake up and they're no longer in trance. And so you can't do that. So I have to be really careful. Well, if you recall, Susie had come in. If you remember,
yes.
Susie had flown in, and we had taken her to the tea room in Sanford.
Right.
And my daughter was there, my two daughters,
all
your
right.
daughter was there, and she said, Mom, try my tea. It's really good.
Oh, that's
Do you remember
right.
that?
And I drank her tea.
Uh-oh.
And I said, oh, yes, it's very good. And I remember as I was doing, I'm like, this is so out of character for me.
Oh, no.
And I passed it back to her. Sunday morning, she woke up sick
and
as a dog.
And I know, because she was telling me she didn't feel good that day.
Yeah, sick as a dog. Took her to the walk-in clinic on Sunday. She got antibiotics. By Monday night, I was really sick, you know. So, you know, this is such a life. But I'm good now.
And you know what, people? I normally get sick at Christmas time for whatever reason.
What is that?
I think because I end up not getting enough sleep.
Stress, too.
Always,
you know, Christmas, we're supposed to be enjoying our families and our friends. And, like, we work so hard.
Well, you
know you
work
mean?
Hard, and then you're running around trying to get all these things done.
Done. And it gets insane.
It does.
It? I know. But we had a good Christmas, right?
We did.
We
had
did,
a good Christmas.
You know?
Lots
you,
of family.
You had Christmas Eve at your house?
I did.
And it was, you had a lot of people.
I had a lot of people. My air conditioner froze up.
It's, you people understand, in Florida, it's really, it's still warm.
It was
warm.
85
it was like
degrees.
85. So you had to lower the air, and when you lower it too much, your condenser freezes
Well, and
up.
The problem is it's a really, really old unit. And
yeah.
If you put more than 20 people in my house at one time,
right.
It gets hot, and my air conditioner's like,
it was very comfortable. Everybody had a really good time.
It was fun.
And the food was fabulous. And
well,
you baked
you.
It all, which was
It was all
cooked.
Homemade.
I know. I'm
which
really
is unusual
impressed.
For me because I don't do
I know.
That.
I know. It was really good. I mean, my daughter raved about your baked ziti,
well,
by
good.
The way.
I still have some left. It's
really,
really old.
She'll
but...
be over. So, yeah. And you made meatless one for her, and that
I
was
did.
Really nice. So
yeah.
That was cool. So it was a good time, and we had a wonderful time when Susie came to visit.
We did.
We got to have dinner with her, and then we took her to Casadega.
I know.
As a matter of fact, and I have her card here. We spoke to the owner of the Casadega Hotel, the two owners, actually.
Yeah.
And we did discuss that we are definitely going to be doing a remote show.
Yeah, that's going to be great. We've been wanting to do that for a long time.
We really have. You know, that Casadega is so awesome, and the Casadega Hotel has been around, and I don't want to say the date because I don't want to mess it up. But
I don't know.
Sometime between 1910 and 1927, around
It's old.
It's very old, but beautiful inside.
Absolutely
beautiful. When you
beautiful.
Walk in, they've got original woodwork, and it's just... You walk in, and the energy in that place is so positive.
Yes, it is.
Isn't it? We were saying it that day. You walk
But it
in
has
there.
Changed, because a year or two ago, it felt very run down and very not the positive that we're used to.
It didn't have
to.
The positive feel that we were used
and not,
to.
And not that the place was run down by
not
any
Not at all.
It just
no, no, no.
felt that way.
Yeah, it was a different feel
yeah.
2 years ago. And now that feel is back.
Oh, my gosh.
It's positive. The energy's good. And they have a new restaurant in there that is... really nice.
Oh, my gosh, and the place is just packed.
It's packed, yeah. So it's anybody ever gets a chance, you want to see something really – and they have readers in there, too.
Yeah.
They have readers.
Oh,
so
yeah.
You can go in, you can make an appointment, go see a reader. They have people that do angel readings. They have people that do aura readings. They have people
they have
that do –
all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, all kinds of stuff. And they have a really awesome gift shop. And they also have seminars where you can go in and you can do, like, angel therapy. They can teach
oh,
you
really?
That. Yeah, they do some great seminars up there.
I know they do the orb tours at
the
night.
The orb tours, that is also done. I don't know if that's through them or if it's through the camp store, which is
that
next door.
That I don't know.
But they do the orb tours. And they also do a history tour.
Yes, which we
which
went on.
Phenomenal,
and
which
that was
I
neat.
Love. Yeah, because you really get the history. And when you hear the history, it'll blow your mind. I mean, it's really pretty phenomenal. The things and the predictions that came out of that town that not only solved crimes, but there was predictions that came out of that town, and again, I don't want to be quoted on this because I don't remember. I think it was at the Blue House where they said, well, so and so died there, and then they went in, excavated the basement like 50 years later, and there this person was dead with a bicycle or something
oh.
in the basement, yeah, underneath the dirt, you know. So
that's
I think pretty something else. So.
Well, it's just a really it's a place you and I have gone for many years,
mm-hmm.
and it's just I just feel like they really. Revamped everything, and it's really so awesome.
It's so awesome, and such a delightful place to spend a weekend, too, I would think, for anybody. You know,
oh, yeah.
You can go to all the different shops that they have there, and then you could even head on into D-Land and do some antiquing.
Or you could
even
go to the beach. It's not even that far away.
That's absolutely true. That's absolutely true. But the coolest part about Casadega that I like is the houses in the town itself, in the camp. They really don't want them to change from the way they were in the 1800s.
Right.
So when you walk through there or you go through there, they've got some updating, yes, but That really, they have, a lot of them have tin roofs, and they've kept them.
They look very original.
Very original, and it's not like anything you've ever seen in your life. So if you ever get a chance, folks, you want to go out there.
Now, I wonder if that's a place that people outside of Florida have heard of.
You know, I know that there are people outside of Florida who come every year. They make their annual pilgrimage there, if you will, because I know I've been in the Purple Rose. And I remember talking to the original owner. She just passed away, if you recall, last year. And I think it was her niece who took over. And she's running the store, and she even revamped that, and it looks better.
Beautiful.
It looks great. And you know what's, again, you know, what do you expect? Anything metaphysical. So you can go in, you can get crystals, you can get jewelry, you can get pendants, you can get amethyst or rose quartz necklaces, all kinds of things. But it looks really good, but I forgot the entire point that I was trying to make. I know there was one. I have no
idea.
Well,
revamping the place.
Revamping Purple Rose, went in and talked to her. I'm sure there was a connection. I don't know what it is, but...
apparently, I don't remember either.
Because we're so interesting, right? But it's a neat place to go, and it's a lot of fun. As a matter of fact, I used my new Aura camera up there when we were up there last weekend.
Neat.
What did you think of that?
That was very cool.
Everybody really loved that.
Very cool, yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of neat. You know, I don't always see auras. You know, there are some people who see everyone with auras. I'm not. I see sometimes, once in a while. I never proclaim. If I see it, I tell someone, you know, you have this aura. But I have a new aura camera that allows me to take a picture, and it will show your aura. And it's really awesome. It was really cool.
I liked my aura.
I know. I love my aura, too. My aura and my daughter's auras were the same.
Oh, really?
Yeah, purple, you know.
And so was my son's.
So
was
your
name.
Son's, yeah, because I always said your son has special abilities.
Yeah,
so
and my daughter's.
Cool.
I don't even remember what hers was.
I don't remember, but I have it saved, so I can check.
I think it was the same as mine.
Yeah, and it was pretty cool, though. It was just really cool. You know, I didn't mention, but of course we're going to be doing our angel card readings tonight, our mini angel readings, and I'm going to tell everybody, if you would like to get a reading, go ahead and call in at 323-679-0882, and we will be happy to do one for you. We've got a few people in the queue, so we'll be talking to them in just a minute here. And we're also going to talk a little bit, in just a little bit, about New Year's resolutions, right?
Everybody always has a lot of them.
I know. I mean, do you have one that you do every single year?
I try to lose weight.
That's everybody,
and you know
right?
what? Because I always tell myself at Christmas time, well, I'll lose weight after the new year so I could eat this giant pound cake.
Well, I think there are, I mean, I think we all think that everybody has the same New Year's resolutions. And I
think a lot of people do. They have to do with, you know, your weight or getting in shape,
mm-hmm.
or just changing something about yourself.
Changing something about yourself that you don't like. So I actually have a list of the top 10 New Year's resolutions. And we're going to talk about that in a minute. And I think what we should do is ask our caller what their New Year's resolution is.
Oh, there you go.
We'll get an idea of whose is what. So we're going to go ahead and take our first caller now. Hi, is this Paula?
Oh, hi, guys. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to
Happy
you,
New
too.
Year.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well.
Good, doing good. Well. And tell me, where are you calling from?
Oh, it's me again. I'm calling from the UK.
Oh, yes, of course, yes. How are you? Welcome to the show again.
Oh, welcome. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. Now, how can I help you this wonderful evening?
It's always about my relationship. I don't know. I'm just so confused. I just need your guidance and your advice. And what can you see for this relationship?
Okay, so you kind of want to know if this person is your soulmate, correct?
Yes, and if this relationship is going anywhere.
Okay. Where is this relationship headed? Okay. So let's take a look here. I know when we spoke last, about 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay. And what did I tell you then?
To be honest, if I'm being honest, I can't remember off the top of my head.
Okay. You know why? Because I think you've called several readers, and that's you know what I mean? And sometimes when you do that, it's hard to remember. So that's okay. The one thing, I'm going to tell you a couple of things here, okay? The first thing I want to share with you is you have to have faith and to have hope, because I do see something very positive coming to you on the horizon that you can't see yet, but it is coming, okay? So that's important for you to know. But I'm also seeing that this situation, this relationship with this guy, and again, I don't recall it, so forgive me, but I talk to so many people. Was there a situation where there was some healing that needed to be done?
No.
Well, what I'm getting is that there was some healing. In other words, you had to see the other person's point of view.
Okay.
Was that not the case?
No, not to my knowledge. No.
I can only tell you what I'm being shown.
Okay.
And that is, for the situation to get on better terms, you have to see the other person's point of view with compassion. And I'm not sure why that's not happening or where there's a problem there. But what I'm also seeing is that there's a great deal of frustration, and I hate to say it, even a little bit of anger, but it's not anger, it's more of unforgiveness from your heart and your mind. So explain to me, because I know I keep seeing this, and you keep saying no, but this is what I'm seeing. So explain to me the situation just a little bit.
Okay, basically, over the Christmas holidays, I was supposed to go to my family, he was supposed to go to his family, and then after we were supposed to meet up. However, when I got ready and was ready to go, he told me that I was late, so he kind of said, forget about it. So,
but, okay, if I recall, for some reason now it's coming to me very clear, you hadn't met him in a very long time, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So do you not feel a little bit of anger?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Now I do.
Okay, well, I think this, okay. So the reading is for now. It's not for last time when we spoke. So that's why the angels are dead on. And that's why they're saying this situation needs to be healed a little bit, because you're not seeing it from the other person's point of view with compassion. And I don't, it's not that I'm trying to force the reading to the situation, but clearly after what I said and after what you just said, do you see where there is some emotions and some healings that need to take place and where there's anger on your part?
Yes, most definitely, because I'm definitely very angry.
Okay. So now I'm going to ask you this next question. Do you feel he was accurate, or do you feel that he was looking to put you off and he was making this just as an excuse not to get together?
I think it was more of like a form of punishment.
A form of punishment. Okay. Now, I'm gonna tell you something else, because you know this as well as I do. You have psychic ability. You've known this for a long time, correct?
I've been told, yeah.
Okay. All right. So I want you to now try and remove yourself from the personal part of this and allow your spiritual gifts to open up. And when you do that, I want to ask you this question. Were you realistically so late that it would have resulted in the anger that he had?
No.
Of course not. And you know that. Okay. But what I do see, and I'm going to tell you this, I do see another person on the horizon that you have not met yet, that you can't see yet, and that person's coming. So what I'm going to tell you is what the angels have shown me is exactly dead on the money. I mean, you need to heal from this situation. You need to look at it from the other person's point of view. Now, when you do that, even with compassion in your heart, you recognize that using all the compassion in your heart, no matter how you look at this, he was using this as an opportunity not to meet with you. I'm going to tell you that. I think you know this in your heart, don't you?
Yes.
How late were you?
I don't think I was actually late. I mean, because I communicated via text, so it wasn't really just an excuse.
Mm-hmm. I think he did, and that's why they're saying use your psychic ability and allow your gifts to open up. And when you do, you realize exactly what he was doing. You happened to be there. He happened to be there. And so this meeting was set up. But it had been, what, 3 or 4 months since you've seen him?
I think it's since the last time I spoke to you, I saw him for the first time in a while. Yeah.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Okay. So obviously, okay, even with compassion, looking at with compassion, you know that he was looking for an out. And that hurts and makes you angry, of course. But you want to forgive him for this because you know what? You can't control the way another person feels. You can only control the way you feel. And so the best you can do today is to take control of what you can take control of, which is knowing that you had feelings for him, but obviously his feelings for you weren't strong enough to carry him through. And so what's the very next thing you're going to do? Are you going to sit here and pine for him? I don't think so. Okay, because you're smarter than that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, because you are smarter than that. So the very next thing you're going to do is you're going to take what I'm showing you here, which is that there is something, there. Have faith and hope, because I see that there's something positive on the horizon that you can't see yet, but that's coming.
Okay.
Okay, I see it coming. And excuse me coughing. I don't know if everyone could hear that. I still have my cough of part of my cold, and that'll take a while. But there is a new man that's going to be coming into your life. And so I want you to feel comfortable in knowing that even though that one didn't work out in your favor, let's be honest, okay? I want you to think about this. Suppose you decided to forgive him. Next time you go to meet him, wouldn't you be so concerned? And if this is your soulmate, your true love, is this really what you want?
No, definitely not.
Is this the kind of relationship you want? Of course not. That's not. I mean, you're better than that. You shouldn't have to rely on somebody saying that they're going to meet with you and then find an excuse to weasel out of it last minute. That's not who you are. You're better than that, right?
Yeah.
Of course you are. Mm-hmm. Of course you are. You know, and I'm going to tell you, I want you to make some changes within yourself, okay? I want you, number one, there's an angel called Serafina, okay? And she actually is the angel of happy families and happy change. And it'd be a good idea. It's okay to call to Serafina. I mean, pray to God, because I always pray to God. But angels are there to help us. So you can ask for Serafina to help you, because you do want to have that companion and that family and that relationship, and that's important. And the other thing I want to tell you is that let's talk about children a minute, okay? You currently don't have any?
No, I have a daughter.
Okay, because I see that children are very, very important to you.
Yes.
Yeah, very, very important to you. And they say that they're telling me now that's a critical part of what you want in your life. And they're saying the conditions right now with this man are not favorable. So wait for the next option that's coming on the horizon to come, and ask your angels to help you, because I'm telling you, it's on its way, okay? It really is on its way. And by the way, I don't know what you do for a living, but I'm being shown that you have a special spiritual gift for working with people who are younger. Is that true?
I think I definitely have a connection, yes.
Yeah, okay, because that's what they're telling me. You have a special spiritual gift for that. And I'm going to tell you something else. There are some people that surround you that they see that you're kind of on top of the world a little bit. I mean, minus this little situation with this guy, you really seem to have it together in certain ways. And you seem to have the right idea of how to have a relationship, even though this one caught you off guard. And what I'm being shown is don't feel threatened by other people or let other people's jealousies pull you down, okay? Because that does happen sometimes. And I see that there are some folks around you that sometimes are jealous of you. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Kind of, yes.
Okay. So don't let them pull you down, because that's important. You don't want them to pull you down. And I do see that this new relationship is on the horizon. It's not there yet. You can't see it, but it is coming. So don't worry about this other guy, because all he does is hurt your self-confidence, and you don't need that.
Yeah.
Agreed?
Agreed, totally.
Okay, very, very good. It's been a pleasure speaking with you. I wish you the happiest of New Year's. Jessica wishes you the happiest of New Year's, and we hope you continue to tune into the show.
Definitely, Dr. Jeannie. Thank you very much, and have a wonderful Happy New Year. Take care.
Thank you so much. You too. God bless. Bye-bye now.
Thanks. Bye.
A very, very sweet woman, huh? Very sweet woman. And, you know, this goes for everybody. Sometimes when we are in situations and relationships that we desperately want to work out, I notice that a lot of people have strong relationships on paper. But, again, words are very easy. Actions, right?
No, gosh. Actions are everything.
They are. So when you haven't seen somebody in a long time and they react in a way that you know isn't appropriate, and that's you know, if I tell you something that happened to me, and we're very honest with each other. So you'll say, well, I think you're wrong.
Right.
You know, or I think you're right. Sometimes we have to look at something and think, okay, even when I look at it with compassion in my heart, that person's still wrong. You know,
right.
She was still wrong, obviously.
She's wrong. I mean, and she wasn't even late.
No.
So quite obviously he was just looking for an excuse to get out of it.
To get out of it, exactly. And as much as that hurts and it angers her, she has to just forgive him and move on. And forgiving doesn't mean saying, okay, I forgive you. It means I agree that there's nothing I could do about the past, so I'm going to move forward
right. And
no longer allow your negativity to affect me.
Right.
Bingo. Because we can't control people who are stupid.
No, you can't. And there's a lot of stupid people out
there. There are a whole lot of stupid people out there, so that's not a good thing. We're going to go ahead and take another caller in just a bit, but first we're going to do a little Katy Perry firework, because we do fireworks every New Year's Eve, so why not now?
There you go.
There you go.
Do you ever feel like a plastic bag drifting through the wind, wanting to start again? Do you ever feel just so paper thin, like a house of cards, one blow from caving in?
Katy Perry. We know I love Katy Perry. Did you see her on Saturday Night Live a couple of weeks ago?
No.
Yeah, it might have been a rerun, but she's so good.
She is really good.
You know, she is no longer dark haired. She's like blonde or something.
Really?
Yeah, she doesn't. She needs to go back to dark hair, in my opinion.
Well, and you know, you see some people that are dark haired that can be blonde, and they look good both. But there's some people that are meant to be a certain hair color.
Well, I think she looks better with dark hair. That's just my opinion. But then, you know, what do I know?
Well, you know, the girl from Reba, the daughter.
Yes.
Now she's blonde on Reba.
Right.
But she's actually a brunette.
Right.
She looks better as a blonde.
I've seen her as both, and I agree with you. And every now and then you saw some roots coming through, so you knew she was a brunette.
I know, but she really,
yeah.
It's
she's
more.
She's a very good actress.
She is a good actress.
I'm surprised I haven't seen her in more roles.
Yeah.
You know? But,
yeah, and I don't know where I saw her as a brunette, but I'm like, oh my gosh.
I know.
She looks like a completely different person.
She was in a Christmas special. It might have been a Christmas special because
I
watched just about every single Hallmark special at 8 p.m.
Oh, really?
But I didn't watch it. I taped it. And I watched it, yeah, because I'm like a sucker for a happy ending.
You're a little cornball, don't you think?
Yes, but, you know, I like cornball because I truly believe and know in my heart that if you believe good things will happen, good things will happen.
Yeah, okay. How long have I said my knight in shining armor is going to show up at my door?
Do you know, I have a very dear friend who waited for her knight in shining armor for 13 years, and he came.
No way.
Yes. And he came, and he's wonderful, and they make a wonderful couple.
Well,
and
see, so.
See? Yeah, so there you go.
Mine
so,
is a little Harlequin romance-ish, though. So.
I think maybe you just have to, I mean, I know you're waiting, but the right one will come, and when he comes, you'll know it, and then that'll be that, you know?
And I'm just one of those people that, you know, you got burned badly once. You're not willing to let it happen again.
Look, here's the problem. When you get burned, it's bad enough, right? It's bad enough.
Oh, no.
I mean, it's the most horrible thing that could happen. But then, why would you, and again, this is just me saying, when you get burned that bad, why would you sit there and say, you know what, because I was burned so bad, I'm never going to allow love into my life again because I will never allow that to happen to me again. And so you allow yourself to get burned over and over again. You have to say, you know what, I'm going to keep trying because the odds are with me that all of them can't be idiots, right?
It's an interesting theory.
You know, it's one or the other.
That's
you know?
True.
And everyone who has ever met you, even Susie was saying to me, she said to me after she met you when she came out here, she said, I cannot believe Jessica's still single. She's so
it's
pretty.
Amazing.
She's so cute. She's so funny. She's so sweet. She said, I can't believe she's still single.
Well,
so,
I find
you know.
It hard to believe myself.
No, I'm just selective. No, and there's nothing wrong with being selective. I think we should make your New Year's resolution to find a new guy.
Okay.
And speaking of, you know, we're talking about the top 10 New Year's resolutions.
Is it finding a new guy?
What do you think the first one is?
I still think it's going to be trying to lose weight.
I thought that too, but believe it or not, after they did like a survey and all this, the top number one thing that people do for their New Year's resolution, more than 50% of Americans say they want to spend more time with family and friends.
Really?
Yeah, they say that they want to appreciate their loved ones and their friends for more time, more camaraderie, and I think that's great.
Well, probably
because
so many people now, you're so wrapped up in your jobs, and you just don't have time.
With the economy the way it's been, people are working longer, harder hours than they have ever worked before.
Oh, absolutely.
And I think that makes a difference. Now, the second one is to get fit. So, you know, a lot of people are saying they want to get fit and get in shape and stuff. And that follows with number three, which is tame the bulge, the big bulge.
Yeah, I want some abs. Can I have them?
Well, you could get them spray painted on. Wouldn't that be just easier?
It's like, what's the movie with all the guys with the abs? Not ten. It's a number.
Is it really? I probably.
It's all the. It's like a Greek.
Oh really? And they all have abs.
Or Crete, whatever that movie was, where all the guys were defending. Is it Crete? What is it? I don't know,
but I haven't seen it.
Anyway, they all
had abs,
but they're like sprayed on abs, from what
really
I heard.
Are?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Well,
they look good though.
They see a lot of actors out there when you see them with their shirt off. A lot of it's spray painted. Yeah.
Maybe I could spray paint some abs on my flab. That'd be attractive.
Wouldn't that be hysterical, though?
That would be so gross.
Well, you know, you think about it. You've seen those breastplates where it looks like somebody has abs for Halloween and stuff. And that looks like abs.
It does.
So if they were spray painted that way, it would look like abs, too.
They also have shirts that have bikinis on them.
How
disappointing. Those are cute.
I know, they are cute. As a matter of fact, my daughter got she looks like a Bavarian whatever.
Cute.
She loved that. You know, as a matter of fact, you snuck that for me.
I did.
Because
we went in a little German shop, and
yeah.
She tried it on, and wow, that makes her look like Ba-boom-ba.
Yes, she really loved it. She's like, wow, I want to just take my picture in this. She said, Mom, I need an apron. Mine's really stained at home, and I need a new apron. And so I passed it off to you, and you went and picked it up so we could give it to her on Christmas.
Yeah,
so I appreciate
it's
that.
A really cute one.
She was shocked. She didn't expect it.
Yeah,
so that was really, really good. All right, so I'm going to give you the fourth. Ready? Number four. New Year's resolution is? Quit smoking.
Ah, that's a good one.
That's a good one, which is why we're going to be so busy after the new year doing hypnosis.
Yes.
Because it's going to get absolutely
well,
insane.
Because if there's anybody out there that smokes, you need to quit right now.
Oh, you need to quit. You know, your mother smoked, and it did her in.
You
know?
Died of emphysema.
Yep. And
what a horrible way to die. You know, nobody wants to die, but
nobody.
It's just like slowly suffocating.
Yeah.
You know?
It's not fun, and it's not something you ever want to go through, And of course, for some people, you know, smoking, not smoking, you may still get emphysema, but you don't want to keep smoking. If you can quit, folks, you need to quit.
Yeah.
And hypnosis is, I have had such phenomenal success with hypnosis, and Jessica's joining the hypnosis group, too, and so phenomenal success. It's just...
Well,
it's,
and, you know, I mean, it's a really, really hard thing to do on your own.
Right.
I mean, you're addicted to it, and you need that help. You know,
yes,
that subconscious little push.
Exactly, to make you quit. And, you know, my brother and his wife have now quit as well.
I know.
Isn't that great?
And my son quit probably, what, 2 years
ago? 2 years ago, and it's, I'll tell you what, if you want to quit, give us a call, because our hypnosis for quitting smoking is effective, it works, and you don't pick them up again.
And that's,
that's the best.
That's
New Year's
a good
resolution.
New Year's resolution.
That's a really good New Year's resolution. That's the truth. And it can be done in person, but it can also be done over the phone. I will say, when being done over the phone, there's certain criteria that you have to adhere to, meaning that there can't be anyone there to bother you. All noises have to be turned
right.
off. You can't have kids screaming in the other room. So it has to be done in a quiet time. But it's extremely effective. I think we should take somebody by the name of Richard, who has been patiently waiting on the line. Hi, Richard. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi. How can I help you? Where are you calling from, Richard?
I'm calling from Wisconsin.
Wisconsin. Okay. So my first question, if I may ask you, is what is your New Year's resolution?
For me, I'm just trying to really focus on my music.
Focus on your
music.
Start that's good thing. Okay, so you're a musician. What do you write lyrics?
I've started to. I've only started learning to play about a year and a half ago. I just totally made a total life change, and happened literally one day. And it's something I always wanted to do, so I've been doing that.
Fantastic. So what kind of music do you like to play?
Musically, I like hard rock blues like Gary Moore, Robin Trower, Clapton.
Okay,
and then,
yeah.
But the other part, too, is I love the little soft ballads like David Gates.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Fantastic. Okay. So how can I help you this evening?
Just wanted to see if you can see what type of messages are coming through and if my music can lead to a career. Because when I'm practicing, I'm regularly feeling somebody touching my hand. I've heard my name called several times. I can feel somebody sit down beside me.
Really?
And at times it feels like somebody...
That. Yeah,
regularly I get to feel like some spider web coming across my face at times, but it always happens when I'm practicing.
Wow, that's awesome. Now, you know, I'm just going to tell you, we do have a musician that plays and sings, and every so often he comes on the show and he does a song for us, and I will offer you to do that anytime you wish. If you want to, you know, belt out a tune, we'd love to hear it, okay? I'll just let you know that. All right. Not putting you on the spot. I'm just saying that if you ever choose that you'd like to do that, we'd love for you to move forward with that, okay? All right.
Yeah.
So What I'm saying to you here is I'm asking the angels, what is it that the angels would like you to know? What message do they have for you today? And apparently there's something other than your music. I'm being shown that there's something that you're looking to do, that you're trying to accomplish, but conditions right now aren't quite favorable for that. Is that true?
Yeah, the other thing is I'm looking to eventually, hopefully, meet my soulmate. You know, right now.
Okay.
But in this area I'm in, I really don't see that happening.
Right. Okay. And I would agree with you. I think that's why they're saying conditions aren't favorable right now.
I've actually been thinking about at the end of the year to move back either to Denver where I grew up or L.A. where I was born.
Either location would be good. I'm going to ask the angels what. I think L.A. would give you more opportunities. Okay.
I was actually born in Van Nuys.
Ah, there you go. I think that California would give you more opportunities, but I think you'd have more of a hometown feel back in Denver. So that's a tough one. But either one would
be. My father's family's all out in the L.A. area.
Ah, okay. See, I just think you'd have more opportunity with your music out there as well. The other thing that I want to talk to you about is that. And now I'm going to say this to you, and I don't want you to take this the wrong way, but I have to tell you what the angels show me, because if I don't, then I'm not doing them justice. You understand, right? Okay.
Yeah.
So this is the one thing they're saying to me. Right now, you realize how good you are. You're pretty good. Even though this is a new direction, you're pretty darn good at what you do. Am I right?
Yeah, I can already copy most of my favorite guitarists, and I'll do them. My hand speed's even faster.
Yeah, because what I'm being shown is people don't appreciate your ability just yet, but it's there, and they will soon. So keep doing what you're doing. Don't feel like don't allow their negativity or their inability to believe in your future to crush your dream, because I'm being shown that you really do have a gift, and you need to pursue it, okay? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it actually feels like when I'm practicing, like I've done it before.
Yeah. Well, there's a good chance you probably have. I know you kind of believe in reincarnation, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
Mm-hmm. And I think
my grandmother
that's
also did.
Yeah. Okay. That's why you feel like somebody else is guiding you, or like you have this ability, and are kind of shocked that it's almost like. You know, every now and then you see a two-year-old who can recite, you know, the national anthem and all the presidents, and you're wondering how could that possibly be. But a lot of times it's because, you know, there's something special going on there. What I will tell you is the timing is right for you to start something new now. I do see that. And I see that that's going to have a happy outcome for you. So the timing is right for you to start something new. And if you do that, things will go well. I will tell you that if you feel the urge to move, then follow that urge. But I also see that you're going to be making a lot more money in the near future as well as a result of this God-given gift that you have.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping for. You know, actually to be able to make a living at something you love to do, that's the best thing
that
could happen.
Isn't that the biggest blessing there is? I mean, absolutely.
Yeah.
That is the biggest blessing there is, and so I do see that not only as a possibility, but something that you can do. And so my suggestion is to move forward and do make the move, whether it be Denver or California, L.A. Like I said, I see L.A. I don't know why. But I'm seeing that the timing is right for this new venture, and that abundance is going to be yours. So go with God, and I wish you many blessings, and I hope that next time we hear from you, that you can tell us that things are really going your way.
Yeah. I'll let you guys know how things are going.
Please do. We will pray for you. Thank you for calling in, Richard.
Hey, well, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye now. God bless.
Yeah, you too.
Thanks, so long. Well, that was nice, yeah.
So maybe he'll be a superstar.
All I know is that I see very good things for him. And, you know, sometimes it's so funny. People will hear somebody say, well, I think I have an ability or whatever. And then when you talk to them, you think, well, I can't imagine them having this star ability. I can't. But when they start to play their music, it simply transforms them. And they become somebody totally different, and their abilities will just knock you out of your seat. You know what I'm saying? And I kind of feel like he could be one of those people.
Exciting.
Yeah.
And yeah, he's right. I mean, to actually do something you love for a living, wouldn't that's everybody's
dream.
Yeah,
I think it really is, you know, and I think that would be so awesome. Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to take a short break here, and then when we come back, we're going to talk to Brandy.
Carry on my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Let your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
Well, we all know what that was. Carry On, My Wayward Son. Carry On, My Wayward Son. From, do you know the group?
From Kansas.
Kansas! Yes, okay. I don't know why I did that.
Sounded like you were part of the yay audience.
I know. I don't know what that was all about. Okay, we have somebody in the chat room, and it's Mela 5863, and her first name begins with a V. I won't say your name out loud. And your question is, you met this person months ago, and he has some issues, and you want to know if he has some health issues. He's blind, and he lives in public housing, and he has some heart issues as well. And your relationship, you want to know, I guess I'm trying to understand this. Our relationship is getting serious, but he wanted to legally move me in because he lives in, but then you never finished. So you have to finish. You have to finish that so that I could see what it is you didn't finish, or maybe you just didn't hit send. So I'd like to answer that question for you, because if I could, I think it would be great. But a couple things I want to say to you about who you are and who he is. The first thing is, you know, you're the kind of person who's very dependent, very persistent, very loyal, very patient, and very generous. And you're also normally one that will kind of maybe not take charge, but you're a good follower. But in this case, I see that you are taking charge a little bit. And it's kind of funny because with him, I'm sensing that his concern in this whole situation is he doesn't want to be pinned down by anyone, by any rules, by anything, which might sound odd. But at the same time, he does want you to move in with him. I see this. I'm clear with this. I think you fear moving in with him, and I'm wondering why the fear is. And so maybe you can go back into chat and let me know, because I'm not sure where you're going with this. But all that I can tell you is that I can see that as much as he wants you to move in, he's also afraid of that, and I think you're sensing that. And I also think that you're sensing something else. You're thinking he has different motives for you moving in. But I do see that your heart really belongs to him. So I'm not quite sure what your question is, but this is what I'm perceiving and this is what I'm getting from you and the energy from the situation. So if you continue your question, I know you put it in private chat, I'll be able to answer it a little bit more clearly, and then we'll be able to get an answer for you. Okay? And so we're going to take Brandy in 1 second here. We wanted to talk about, you know, we talked about, you know, taming the battle of the bulge as a New Year's resolution and quitting smoking as another one. Do you know what the fifth one is?
Let me think. Okay, losing weight, exercise. Don't pressure me. I have to think.
No, think. Go ahead. It's a good one, though. It's one that I love.
Making more money.
No, see, you know me. No, it's enjoy life more. Enjoy life more. Giving the hectic lifestyles we all have, apparently people are saying, you know, I want less stress and I want to enjoy what I do. Richard, our caller tonight. You know,
yes,
said,
and I totally relate to that. Because how long have I been saying that? I just want a job that I really love.
I said that years ago.
I would love to be a rock star. Maybe he needs a backup singer.
Okay, well, you know what? And you have always wanted to do that.
I have. I don't want to be.
You have this secret desire.
I have always wanted to be part. And I have a so-so voice, but I could be in the background.
I think we need to talk to Jay, because he's moving out to Daytona, and he sings. He does a lot of Christian music, and I bet you could become a backup singer for him. And that would be really good.
Maybe,
right?
I kind of like the rock and roll thing, though.
I know you do. You like the Bad Boys, but you know, I told you I never understood it. And then we were at some festival, and you're like, and we were watching the rock band, and I turned to you and I said, "There is something about a rock star,
isn't
there?" You know,
yeah.
Yeah, they're just
it's
hot
appealing.
For some reason. I don't know what it is. Yeah, but enjoy life more is important. And he had the right attitude, and I think everyone does. And if you can find a job that you love to do and also get paid for it,
well,
oh, my God, what
just
could be
a dream.
You know, I we were at dinner tonight, my husband and I, and I'd gotten a most wonderful email, and I don't know if she's listening tonight, and I'll be very careful what I say. And I won't reveal the email to anyone, but I will tell you this. And Jessica, I will just let you read a piece of it, not the whole thing, because I don't want to give anything away. I want to mark out. Here you go. It's why I do what I do. It was from a client who had been going through a really bad rough patch for many, many, many years. And we've been speaking for about a year and a half, not frequently, maybe every 6 months or so. And there was something that was truly troubling her. And I was able to connect with someone on the other side, and she knew it was this someone because of something that was said and something that happened. And it relieved her from a guilt that she's had for maybe eight years. And it was so tremendous. And she wrote me this wonderful email just, you know, thanking me profusely. And, again, I give all the glory to God. But what better thing in there is in life than to be able to, to be able to help people. I mean, you know, it's like that made my night.
Yeah,
you know, when you get an email like that, you're
well,
like,
you
oh,
have
my...
one of those jobs. I mean,
yeah,
it's
I do.
Comforting.
I'm so lucky. I
you
mean,
this
oh my
gift
God,
that you finally
such
have been
blessing.
Able to use.
Yeah, right.
Benefit.
So cool. I mean, you know, and I know there are things that everybody likes to do, and I always say, find something you love to do, then find a way to make some money at it.
See, that's the problem is, though, finding the thing you love to do doesn't mean there's money that you could make from doing it.
But I believe
I
there
like
is.
I like to watch TV. Do you think somebody
okay,
would pay
okay.
me for watching TV?
Have you ever thought of starting a blog about different TV shows? And because they make a lot of money doing that.
Blogs?
Yeah, you start a blog. And well, you could call it Jessica's, you know, whatever, you know.
Yeah, but
and,
what I like on TV is not necessarily...
No, but you have some definitive opinions, and right?
Yeah,
but I think people who enjoy a certain show, like I loved Ghost, you know, of course, obviously I love Ghost Whisperer, I love The Medium, I love The Mentalist, of course, these are the kind of shows I would love, right? Charmed, I even love Charmed.
But see, I like, there's a lot of sitcoms that I like that are just kind of stupid and just funny.
But
there's a new one on, and I can't even remember the name of it. And there's a girl, and she lives with these guys, and she's a flake. But I find it so hilarious.
I actually heard about that on the Tonight Show, and they said it's such it sounds like a nothing show, but it's so funny.
It is so funny.
And she makes the
show.
Yes,
she does.
But I don't know what the show is.
Because she's just such a dingbat, truly.
Okay, so, you know, you could actually start a blog where you talk about these different shows, and there's a way to make money from that. And I don't know what there is, how that is.
Yeah,
because
I could
do
write
make
a
money
blog,
doing
but how
that.
Do you get money from that?
But that's where you do your research. You know, seriously, I mean, there really is a way to do that. I mean, people do that all the time. Even my brother, who's doing that, my brother is doing
a cartoon type thing?
Yeah.
We saw one on Christmas Day. He decided to show us on Christmas Day. It was interesting. Lips flying around.
Lips were flying around, and he has a very, very creative bend. And
he
an insanely bizarre.
He should have been an actor. I always said that.
He was supposed to be. He did. He was writing comedy for WABC Radio.
And he's so hilarious.
Yeah, and he's really good. And I have to ask. Well, I have to get his approval before I give out his stuff because I won't do that. But he's got a YouTube thing, right? And it's hysterical. And you know, he'll be one of those people making tons of money.
He will.
I guarantee you.
It was very Monty Python-ish.
Very Monty Python-ish, and it was hysterical. Mm-hmm. It was just hysterical. So he plans on making a ton of money out of that, and I guarantee you he will.
And I'm sure he will.
So you find something that you love to do, and that's something you love to go to movies. You know, you do love to go to movies.
I love to go to the movies.
And
I don't necessarily want to write anything. I just want to go.
Okay, see, now, if in order to make money out of something you love to do.
I just want somebody to say, Jessica, go watch this movie and tell me if it's good. Like a critic.
Oh, gee, okay, so a movie
critic.
But
I just want to talk about it. I don't want to have to write it.
Okay, so, then you need to find maybe start out at a cable, on a cable morning show where you can talk. And
it's
I actually,
called getting paid for not doing anything.
No, I have one that's been calling me to come on and do psychic readings, and I won't do it because I don't do readings that way. I only do readings for people who request it. I'm not going to do it just as a TV thing, you know.
Aww.
And so you could maybe do something for them.
Huh.
Seriously, you know.
Jeez.
And it's taped
Roger.
Right out here at the
Roger
wholesale.
Ebert.
Well, yeah, you could be Jessica Muga. I don't know. It has to sound like Ebert.
Jessica Muga?
I don't know. I like Ebert. It didn't come out right. Boy, do I wish I had said that.
Yes, that's my new name.
I know. This
Jessica
is
Muga.
Muga, Muga. I don't know. We're idiots. But, okay. I'm going to go to Brandy, who, God bless her, has been waiting. But before I do, her name was Mela. She did finish up her question. And her question is, will things completely end with us? I'm going to tell you this. You want to know, I'm going to tell you, you're going to be protected. This is the first thing I'm getting from the angels. The worst of what's gone on with that relationship, the worst of it is over. So, I mean, I don't know if this makes sense, but, I do believe that you will qualify for SSI, okay? I believe you will, okay? And I guess what I want to say is where there's a will, there's a way. And I'm not going to say things are going to completely end, but I think you have to work through the problem. You know, there's laws, and you can't you have to take action. But you have to be truthful, because if you're not careful, he could lose his housing, and so you have to be really careful with that. But if you qualify for SSI, then he will not. So, and I think that's what your goal is, but all I'm telling you is be truthful, and I believe if you're truthful, absolutely everything will work out for you. So I hope that answers your question, yeah? So, good luck to you and God bless. And on that note, we're going to finally take Brandy, who's been so kind to wait. Hi, Brandy. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, you're very, very welcome. And where are we calling from today?
I'm calling from Texas.
Texas, Texas. And what is your New Year's resolution?
Probably to let go of the past.
Say that again?
Let go of the past.
Let go of the
yeah.
past. I'm having a hard time hearing you. My sound is turned up, so I apologize. Let go of the past. That's a tough one, isn't it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I would agree with you. I think letting go of the past, see, here's the problem. In order to let go of the past, we have to be willing to move forward and embrace the future.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes people don't want to let go of the past, and do you want to know why?
Why?
It sounds crazy, but it's based on fear. People don't realize
mm-hmm.
almost everything that they are motivated to do in life is based on fear.
Right.
And I'll explain that. You know, sometimes we don't want to apply for a new job, even though we're in a cruddy job, because we're afraid it may be worse than the job we have. Or sometimes we're afraid of getting back into the dating world because we're afraid of getting hurt again. Or sometimes we're afraid to go back to school because what if we can't handle it and we fail?
Mm-hmm.
But the fear is what's getting people. The fear is what's strangling them. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So what I will say to you is the fear plus knowing what you had in the past. You may not like what you had in the past, but you knew how to deal with it because you've already gone through it. So
right.
Because you know what to expect, and that makes it easy. And we don't know what's coming down the pike, and what if you can't handle that? So once again, it goes right back to fear. And it's kind of amazing. So in order to decide to let go of the past, you have to embrace the future.
Right.
Right? Now, how can I help you tonight?
Yeah, my question is, I guess, what you see about work and finances coming up for me.
Work and finances. Let's take a look at that and see what we can see. You know, why did I think that, why do I feel that, and this sounds, it's more money that you're concerned with. I mean, I hate to say it, but that's what I'm getting, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Because that's what I'm being shown. It's money. Like, when will money start coming in? Will I make more money soon? What can I do to make more money? That kind of thing, right?
Right.
Okay, all right. Well, let me see what I can see here. But the first thing I want to tell you is that, you know, when you were a child, right, I'm seeing that, and correct me if I'm wrong here, it wasn't like overwhelmingly, you weren't well off as a child, correct?
No.
Not at all, okay. Because what they're showing me is that, you know, you didn't have the greatest condition when it came to finances as a child. And what I'm seeing that now is that you believe that you have the potential to earn a tremendous amount of money, but you just kind of need some breaks. Is that correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I think the block that I'm seeing here, the reason why you're not making that kind of money, you know how to be powerful in making money, but it's others don't perceive you as having the ability to do what you know very well that you can do, correct?
Right, yes.
And it holds you back, yeah, okay. I can see this very clearly. And what I'm going to tell you is you apparently have had some new thoughts about trying something new or going in a different direction. Is this true?
Yes.
Okay. What I'm being told by the angels is now is the right time. Give birth to those new ideas. They're kind of telling you, they're telling you through me that they're guiding you, and now the time is right. You need to move forward. Don't be afraid to take that next step. Don't let fear control you. Okay?
Okay?
Do not let fear control you, because that's the worst thing that you can possibly do. Okay? Now, I'm going to go back to this, though, because I see this. You're afraid that you may not be physically able to pull it off. Is that true?
Yes.
Okay. They're telling you you can pull this off. They're letting me know you can pull this off. Okay? You definitely can pull this off. And after you take this step, after you move forward like this, they're telling me you're going to be able to get the home or that you're looking for. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay, they're saying that's going to work. And the employment is going to work, and it's going to almost like it's a time of ushering in new opportunities. Okay, I see that coming. And I also see, though, that the one thing they're telling you is don't get too cocky once things start going well, okay? Things are going to be going really well. The money's going to be really flowing. Don't feel like you can step back and then, like, let it ride for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Be cautious, and always gauge yourself and appreciate what you have, okay? So the success will come if now's the time to take those steps. Go for it. Have the confidence. Don't let the fear hold you back. But once you get there, don't think you can just coast, because then you'll start to lose it, okay?
Okay.
This is what they're telling me. Okay, does this all make sense to you?
Yeah, it does.
Okay, very good, very good. It makes sense to me, too, and I feel like that was a dead-on read, if you know what I'm talking about, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, okay. Now, tell us what you're doing for New Year's.
I'm going to a friend's party, actually.
Good, I love that. Enjoy yourself, have a good time. And make sure that when you're there, that you don't drink too much, okay?
All right, yeah, I'll be good.
That's the deal. Okay, listen, thanks so much for calling in. I really appreciate it. You have a happy new year, okay?
Thank you, you
okay.
too.
You're welcome. Bye-bye now. Yeah, that was, sometimes we're afraid to step forward because we're so afraid. you know, we know what we get, even though what we have we don't like, we know how we know how to deal with it, and we know we've been dealing with it. So even though it's miserable, we can still...
Oh, my gosh, I've had so many jobs like that.
Right, and
you
then...
You just get so used to it and comfortable with it.
Right, and it's and then it's like, you know, I can step out and get this new job, but if I do, what if it's worse? What if I can't handle it? At least the miserable job I have, I know I can handle,
yeah.
Right? But you know what?
That's just dead
God,
end.
No, it's dead end, and God didn't want us to sit here and be miserable ever, 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 ever. So don't be miserable. Okay, I'll tell you what, we'll be back in two.
Know it all, well you think you know it all, but you don't know a thing at all, ain't it? And it's something, y'all, when somebody tells you something about you, think that they know you more than you do, so you take it down, another pill to swallow. Well, this to bring me down, well you like to bring me down, don't you? Nobody gonna make a fool out of me, baby. You should know that I lead, not follow. Oh, you think that you love me, love me. That's why I'm leaving you. Love me, love me. Cause baby, you don't know a thing about me. You don't know a thing about me. You ain't got the right.
Okay, actually, what was happening is I was doing a reading for you.
Yeah, we don't often do that.
This is like the first time we've ever done it. We were talking about...
well, we're talking about angels.
Angels and or deceased ones, and you wanted to receive a message from either your guardian angel or a deceased or a loved
right.
one. And so
which I don't really ever ask you to do.
No, you never do.
I know.
And so you did, and I gave you that message.
And that was very cool.
Yeah, it was very cool. So having your family around you does bring you closer to what you're looking for, and it also brings you closer to your departed one.
Interesting.
I think that's interesting, yeah.
Well, you always wonder during holidays, you know, if your departed ones are close by.
I know they are.
Well, you feel like they are.
I always do. I mean, I do, and, you know, they're always there. And it's so weird. Like, sometimes I can literally see them standing behind a person, and other times I just feel their energy.
Well, you have that connection.
Right.
I don't really have, other than a sense, you know.
A sense that they're there. You just know, like, you knew your mother was there. Your mother was there when we were playing Catch Free.
I know, going,
she was,
oh, my God.
Where did I put my glasses? Hold on 1 second. Let me put my glasses.
Well, people have to understand Catch Phrase, and if anybody's played it, it's this round disc that gives you clues, or it gives you a subject or topic, and you have to make everybody guess. And
right.
We have played this game, oh my gosh, for
a gazillion
so
times.
Many years. My kids all hate it now because we played it so often. But my mother, she was always so hilarious, and she would, you know,
oh,
and it's about
God.
Speed and getting that out before
well,
the buzzer buzzes.
It's like, yeah, like as quick as possible.
And she'd be like, okay. Let me get my glasses.
She'd take the disc and she'd hold it in her hand that had the clue. She'd be like, okay, wait, let me put my glasses on.
And we're all like,
oh! Oh, my goodness. And it was hysterical. And I know I sensed her laughing when we were playing that
I
game.
I can imagine.
You know, I mean, that was your
mother.
Because
we usually end up screaming at each other.
Yeah,
in
well,
one way or the other.
Oh, it happened again. It's a fun game. It's a blast. I love playing that game. And you get to really see how people think. And it amazes me who thinks alike.
Yeah.
In that group. Did that not amaze you?
Who was thinking alike?
I noticed that Louise and, well, of course, John were thinking alike.
Because they're married.
Because they're married. But Louise and who was sitting off to my right?
I don't know.
Whoever was sitting on the hassock to my right, was that my daughter? Tiffany.
Yeah, maybe Tiffany.
Yeah, it was her. Sure, her and Louise. They I mean,
interesting.
And I was really surprised.
Huh.
And then only because you usually think it's the ones that are married.
Right.
And
well, some people just get mentally in tune in games.
They do. They
you
just
know?
Click, 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 click. But it's I'm telling you, Catchphrase is great because you could have like 30 people.
Well, we had 20 people.
Yeah, and it was perfect. And it just, you sit in a big circle and boom, 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 and you laugh. Your and then what was the question of something I love to do a lot, she said. You remember when somebody yelled out?
What was that?
Oh. I thought she was going to die, and that was so funny. I love that because that just embarrassed her. And being embarrassed sometimes is just really fun, you know?
Especially for others.
And for others, yeah. It's always fun for me. No, I'm kidding. I don't really like to embarrass people. It was just kind of funny. Now, we had another caller on here, and I lost that caller. They were on here just a second ago, and I don't see her. I was going to take her next. Oh, there she is. Let me see if I can take this call. She's been on a while. Hold on here. See if I can take this caller. There's no name, but hi, welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe. You're calling from area code 678.
Hello, Dr. Ginny.
Hi,
Susie.
How are you?
I'm driving. I just wanted you to know that I was listening to the show.
Oh, well, we're glad you're listening. We missed you in the chat room. And I know that you had another thing to attend to tonight, but we know you're going to be in the chat room next week, right?
I am. Everything is back to normal, hopefully.
Well, good. You got through the holidays, and things are good, and you had a wonderful Christmas?
Yes, I did. And it sounds like you ladies did, too.
We sure
did,
didn't we? We had
did.
A wonderful Christmas, and we're looking forward to a Happy New Year, too. Although we haven't decided where we're going. But
well, we're kind of up in the air about the whole New Year thing.
We are. We're going to figure something out that's super fun.
I'm sure you will.
Yeah.
You
oh,
usually
yeah, I'm
do.
I'm sure we will. What are you going to do on New Year's?
I have chosen, I wasn't going to go out and I was going to play it safe, but I'm going for the gusto and taking my angels with me.
Good for you. Good for you.
I'm going to go out dancing.
You
know what? That's
fun.
Exactly what you need to do. I think we're actually going to do something different this year, too. We're going to take everyone, go out to eat,
yep.
And then we'll go back to either Jessica's house or my house, and we'll do the typical, you know, toasts and fireworks. Because
mm-hmm.
We should do it in my house, I think, because my neighbors are so fed up with all the fireworks we do. I just want to put them right over the top.
We did fireworks on Christmas Day, and they were a little on the loud side, because my oldest son decided that this is going to be a new thing for him. This is going to
yes.
be his family tradition, and
it's
he's going to buy. But he, of course, buys illegal fireworks that shoot off into the sky.
But we did have a fireman here who was part of our party,
yeah.
so it was
yeah.
okay. That was
yeah.
okay. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
That was safe. That was doing it the safe way.
It was, and I made my very first ham this Christmas, and it actually came out good.
I'm so proud of you.
I was proud of me, too, because I didn't know how to make it, which I told
her. She called me up, and she goes, how do I make a ham?
You know, I'm not a cook, so, you know. But it actually came out really good.
It was really good.
Except now we're going to have ham for the next 3 years. My freezer is full of ham, so if anybody wants ham, just call me. Susie, thanks
okay,
for calling
I'll,
in.
I'll swap you some ham with some baked ziti.
Okay. There you go.
I'll tell you what, it's good stuff. I'm telling you what, now tomorrow we have to stop eating because, oh, my God.
And that is my New Year's resolution.
I know, mine too. Well, I am going to get healthier in the New Year, that's for sure.
There you go.
For sure in a lot of ways.
Okay, back on track, back on track.
That's it, you got it. God
yes.
bless you. We'll talk to you soon, and
okay.
we'll see you in the chat room.
Happy and safe New Year, everyone.
Okay, thank you,
you
Susie.
Too, Susie.
To you. God bless.
Bye-bye,
bye-bye, sweetie. Well, that was sweet of her to call in. You know, it had no name by it, and I bet LaQuenque didn't put it in because she was going to surprise me.
You.
That was a nice little surprise. Okay, and we have now got Donna. Hi, Donna. Welcome to the Christian Talking Cafe. How can I help you?
Hi. Oh, I just wanted to see if I'll have any type of change next year, any changes at all.
Any changes at
yeah.
all, or just some changes?
Yeah, just anything, you know, these like just in general.
Just in general. Let me take
yeah.
a look and see what I can see. Okay, first of all, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from California.
California, okay.
Yeah.
All right. What kind of changes do you have? You know, I'm going to tell you a couple of things that I do see coming up for you, all right? And I'm going to just shoot this out there. All right, you're one of these people, and I just got to tell you this because it's what I'm seeing, is that you're very kind, you have a phenomenal work ethic. Is this true?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. And I also, correct, yeah. And,
yes,
and the other
yeah.
thing, yeah, the other thing that I'm seeing is that even though you have a, the one thing that frustrates you sometimes is that other people don't always maintain the same quality that you do. Do you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Okay. I don't know why that was important for me to say, but I had to. Now, you're currently working?
Yes.
Okay. One of the things I'm going to tell you is that there's a situation going on at work right now, correct?
I don't know. I mean, somebody just, it's a new owner. I don't know. What,
okay.
I mean, as far as.
Okay. Are you worried about that? Are you worried about
uh-uh.
where that's going to, good. Okay.
No, down. No. I mean, no.
Okay.
Well, you seeing something?
Well, I'm seeing that you were a little bit cautious about it. You were concerned that it wouldn't go the way you had hoped it would go.
Oh, I'm just not making. I mean, the money's not as good as I thought it would. You know.
Okay.
I think maybe supplement.
Mm-hmm. What I could tell you is that you don't have to worry about it. Okay. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I mean, basically, what I'm telling you is it's going to be okay and everything's going to work out. But mm-hmm. what I'm going to also tell you is. There's something else you've been thinking about doing in the back of your mind.
Oh, yeah. I mean, as far as a whole different another, yeah, career,
yes.
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That would involve probably having to go back to school, though. Does anything
right.
pop out?
I'm actually telling you that I'm being told that this is
yeah.
something that you've been thinking about doing, and it's kind of like you toy with the idea and say, no, I couldn't possibly. But I do believe that if you decided to go in that direction, what they're showing
mm-hmm.
me is that you'd be able to overcome all those challenges and you'd be able to see it through. You do very well.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Cool.
Now, can I ask you, did you move into a new place?
Or no.
Is it they're saying new? It's either new place or employment, but it's not really new employment.
Oh,
it's just
I do need to move. I mean, yeah, I do want to be able to move. You know.
Okay. All right. Well, then what I'm going to tell you is that's coming. That's
mm-hmm.
coming. Okay. Again, what I want to warn you about is when it comes to the move, look at how that place is that you want to move to in the evening. They're telling me check it out at night. So go after hours and check it out before you make your final decision.
No, I haven't really started looking yet, but.
Well, when you do
look,
okay?
Yeah.
That's
the
whole point.
Yeah.
And the other thing that they're saying is that you have a pretty important life purpose. You're a very good and very skilled communicator. Is that true?
Not really. I'm a communicator, no. I could use some work in the articulation department, but...
Really?
Yeah.
The fact that you could say the word articulation tells me that's not true. You're a lot more articulate than you give yourself credit for.
Okay. All right.
Okay. And they're telling me that don't allow your insecurities to hold you back because you do sometimes. And that you do have the abilities. You do have the abilities. The abilities are there, but you sometimes just – you have the abilities. You just don't give yourself credit, and it's that insecurity that holds you back. So you've got to stop that. Okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. If you decide to move forward, things will go well.
Right. Yeah. Definitely. Yeah, I need to do some changes. So, yeah, I'm sure it'll all be good
you.
Once I do it.
I hear
you.
Okay. And what is your New Year's resolution?
To lose a little bit of weight, and then just to, I want to learn maybe Reiki. I'm interested in Reiki.
You've got healing properties to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, so I want to finally just take a few classes in some of the areas that I'm interested in, because I've been wanting to do it for so long and I just haven't. So I'm going to do it this year.
I think you should do it this year. And let me ask you this question. You said that you were thinking about doing Reiki. The one thing I do get from you is that you have kind of a creative yet compassionate side, but you also have a little bit, and don't take this wrong, a little bit of a manipulative side, too. Do you know what I'm saying?
Okay. Well, being a Scorpio, maybe just a little nasty. You know,
okay,
maybe
all right.
That has something to do. I don't know. But
well,
could be.
A little bit, let me tell you. And you're also very independent at the same
right,
time.
Right, yeah.
And I do see that you have the healing ability, but at the same time, even though you have that healing that kind of comes over. Underneath it all, though, I see is that creative side that really...
Yeah, that's what I do now. I'm a hairstylist now.
Yeah.
That'll always be there, you know. So
yeah, well, and you'll never want that to change because having creativity is golden. You know, it's really golden.
Right, yeah. It runs in the family,
all right,
my grandma.
God bless.
You know.
Wonderful. Well, listen, I want you to have a very happy new year, okay?
Oh, thank you. You too. I appreciate your time. Thank you
You're very welcome. I tell everybody, don't drink and drive. Be careful. Have fun, but not too much fun, okay?
Right. Yep.
Okay.
I thank you so much.
All right. God bless. Thanks for calling.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Very, very sweet girl, right? Very, very nice.
Being a hairdresser has got to be the neatest job.
I think so, too, because you get to talk to people all the time, and they're always so nice and friendly, and I think it's awesome.
Good.
Yeah.
You know, they come in with this terrible hairstyle and you say, hey, you'd look good like this.
See, don't you think? I know. And yet sometimes we've gone to hairdressers, right? And
they
it's like,
make
and
me
they'll
look
say,
terrible.
Well, and they'll say, do you want something new? And you'll say yes. And again, you come out looking just like you did when you
I normally end up with the same thing every time.
Well, I've decided to go back to a layered cut.
Oh, really?
What do you think?
I like it.
You think it's a good idea? Because,
yeah.
You know, right now, okay, like no one wants to hear this, but do you think it's a good idea? I think it's good, right?
So.
Yeah, I think so,
well,
too.
Well, and because... the older you get, they say, you know, you should have a little, instead of just straight,
right,
boring.
I'm going back to the layered look. I think, why not?
Yeah,
what
why
the
not?
Heck? Something new.
Wow, that's your New Year's resolution, layers.
You know, I'm really pushing it. Okay, folks, we're going to come back in just 2 seconds. We've got more people on the lines, and we will get to them. So we'll be right back. Cracker. That song has, like, just, it is so freaking popular.
It is popular.
You know, it is really. You know what? By the way, there's a new movie coming out that I cannot wait to see. And the reason I jumped from this song, because this song was on a TV commercial that is announcing The Voice, which is coming out again. It was a good show. But there's a new movie coming out with Queen Latifah and Dolly Parton on January 13th.
Oh, really?
And I want to go see it. And there's also a new movie coming out with Sandra Bullock.
Is it a comedy?
Yes. Well, it looks like a comedy. I mean, if it's not, I'm not going to go watch it. Because I only like, okay, I'm
That's
so
the
stupid.
Problem. You and I have similar taste in movies.
Yeah, we only want to see movies that are going to make us laugh and be happy. I don't want to go see something that's going to make me see, like, a bunch of poor people die in a concentration camp. I already feel horrible that those poor people died. I don't want to go see it again and again because it makes me sad.
Movies,
I don't want to pay. No, I don't want to pay good money to sit there and come out and feel even more miserable than when I went in. Right?
I completely agree with you.
I want happiness, and there's too many things in life that we can't control.
Right.
The things we can, we should.
Right.
So there
I
we
think
go.
Actors and producers probably don't agree with you.
I don't care. I'm not giving them my money to see their shows that are going to make me feel sad when I come out. When I went to see The Help, right, we saw that one together.
That was
that
so
we laughed,
good.
We cried, we laughed. I have to. It's out on DVD. I want to get it.
Yeah.
I do have to see that movie again. But I'm telling you, you have to go with me to see the new Queen Latifah movie with Dolly Parton.
I don't think I've seen that advertised.
They're doing something kind of weird now. They're doing this whole, we're going to release it in like just 6 theaters, and then we're going to try and get an Oscar nod, and then we're from the Academy. And then we're going to release it all over. And
strange.
There's this new thing they're doing. So all these movies, they're saying, released in selected cities, will be
like
everywhere
that.
In 30s on whatever. And I'm like, okay, now I'm annoyed.
Yeah,
okay?
Release it everywhere. And if people like it, they'll go see it.
Right. And I'm not one of these people who has to see a movie the day it comes out. Although, because I want to say, oh, I saw it, did you see it? I mean, I'm not one of those people. But I think there are a lot of people out there that are like that, and they're going to get annoyed if they can't be the first one to go out there.
Well, and, you know, a lot of times they get released in Los Angeles or New York.
Right, places,
and
you know.
And down here in Florida.
Orlando.
For, like,
Yeehaw at the old kitchen.
And there is a place called Yeehaw Junction down
I know
here.
There is. You know, it's one intersection.
Yeehaw.
And there was a woman who baked pies there, and she was 70 years old, and she was getting ready to retire. And they say she makes the – we have to go there.
She makes the best pie?
She makes the best. She makes, like, 13 different kinds
no
of pies.
No way.
People go to Yeehaw Junction just to eat her pies. I'm serious. I'm not kidding.
Okay.
I'm dead serious.
Hey, and, you know, the sad part is I would drive to Yeehaw Junction for a piece of pie.
And, you know, I'm going to put this on the agenda because it's something we absolutely have
to
do.
That would be
good.
How far is Yeehaw Junction from here?
You know,
it's on the way to my sister's.
It is. You remember where I bought that property out in the River Ranch that
was
useless?
Yes. Oh, it's in that direction?
It's out there. It's like you go past it and then you come to Yeehaw Junction.
I thought Yeehaw Junction was down south.
No, it's Yeehaw Junction, and that's where the lady who makes the pies, and if she hasn't retired
yet,
you
sound like
go.
You're saying hee-haw, and it's actually yee-haw.
I know, but I
remember that show?
I do remember that show. Listen, I want a Hop Sing. Remember, have you watched
Bonanza?
I know, but Hop Sing
What does
that
have to do with yee-haw?
It's just me mispronouncing things because
okay.
I was calling Sing Hop. And, you know, and anyway, I should probably do another reading, don't you think?
Yeah.
I think we'll save everybody some pain and suffering. Hi, Sarah. You're on live with the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm fabulous. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Aren't you glad we stopped talking to take your call?
Yes.
I love that. So where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Florida.
From Florida? Oh, my gosh. So you know Yeehaw Junction?
No.
Oh, well, you don't eat enough pie then, obviously, because you would know it. What is your New Year's resolution?
You know, I don't have a New Year's resolution. I resolution all during the year.
Oh, I like that. Okay, that's a good one.
Yes.
How can I help you?
I have a career question. I want to know, what direction my career job is going in 2012.
Okay. I like that question. It's a good one. You know, I'm going to do something maybe a little different for you, with your permission. I'm going to tell you a couple of things about your career, Okay. I see things going in a positive way. I see that there's like a little, in the last few months or anticipating coming up, is there just a little slowdown?
I'm going to say in the last few months, I feel that things are picking up, you know, just a little slow as far as the holiday season. People got to get into 2012 before they can function.
Right. I agree with you. And so what I'm going to tell you is that I see the slowdown, and I'm going to tell you not to be worried about it. Don't think that it's going to be it's not long term; it's short term, and things are going to pick up again. So don't worry about that, okay? And I also see you're a very religious woman, correct? And I'm going to ask you this question: you have dreams that kind of give you sometimes some signs. Is that right?
Well. Not really. I don't dream a lot.
Why am I being shown that you're often sent signs?
I mean, I don't dream a lot. I mean, I dreamed about my mom, you know, who passed over in 2000, like about 3 weeks ago, and I did it like twice in 1 week, and I found that kind of strange. It was like, why am I dreaming about mama? You know,
well, there's
died,
a reason you're dreaming about mama. That's what we call the sign. They're telling me that they've sent you a sign. What were you most concerned about during that time? I think it was finances and money, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, because that's what they're showing me. That's why I'm saying this. What that dream was, she was coming to you. It was supposed to give you comfort to let you know she's watching over you and everything's going to be okay. Okay, she's letting you know everything was going to be okay and not to worry. Now, this is really a stupid thing for me to say, but I'm going to say it. Did your mother really like JFK?
Yes.
Okay, because that's the message that I'm getting. She's letting me know to tell you that it's her by showing me JFK, because you would know that it's her by knowing that. Does that make
sense?
I got
a full 8x10 like color picture of him.
Okay. See, now how many people in today's day and age have, okay, so you know this is your mama coming across, and she's letting you know. She's just there. She was there coming to you in your sleep, because when we're sleeping, it's easier for them. We don't block them out. Because when we're kids, we see people like that. But when we're growing up, you know, we kind of, science says, oh, it's not possible. So we just don't believe it, and we kind of block it out. So that's why she came to you, to let you know not to worry. Things are going to work out. Basically, she's saying, hold on, sweetie, it's a coming, okay? So don't worry. Make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Very good. So that's the message she was sending you. And she's also saying to you, don't compromise. Don't always feel like you have to compromise. You don't. And it's okay to hold true to your guns. Stick to your guns. Okay? That's the big message. And, she's letting me know that she loves you. And she says you already know that, though. True?
Yes. True.
Okay. Okay. All right. So that's the message I have from your mother.
Okay.
I think that's a pretty good message, right?
Very good message.
There you go. Was that worth holding on the phone for all that time?
Yes.
Okay, good. Yes. Now, what is the thing that you wish for all year long?
To be, you know, gainfully employed and prayerfully, you know, with a permanent job.
Right. You know, I'm going to tell you, keep doing what you're doing. Keep doing, using the work ethic that you use. Always give a little bit extra every single day, just a little bit. And I promise you that will get you recognized. And this isn't coming from me. This is coming from your mother. Always give just a little bit extra, and you will get recognized, okay? And
okay.
Again, she's showing me that JFK is, It's her way of letting you know that it's definitely her coming across, okay?
Okay.
All righty, sweetie. Has this been helpful?
Yes, it has.
All right. Amen. Listen, you have a wonderful new year. God bless you, and thank you for calling in, okay?
Thank you. And I just want to say that I bought the DVD on the health yesterday.
Oh my gosh, it's so good. It's
yes.
Have you seen it yet?
Yeah. No. And if I put it in now, I'll fall asleep on it. But that's one good thing about DVDs. You could always start it over.
You know what? Go ahead and put it in.
But then chill me up all night.
It's such a good one. It's so good. I'm telling you, I think tomorrow I'm just going to go out and buy it.
It is worth buying.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. You will love it. And if you watch it, you call us next week and let us know what you thought of it.
And you'll cry because I cried so much during that movie.
You'll cry and laugh.
I really didn't want to see the movie when it came out. You know, I really didn't want to see a movie about maids and stuff like that. But one of the black women, she is from Mississippi, I believe. And she was on somebody's show like Jay Leno. When she went to Los Angeles, her car broke down and nobody would help her. And, you know, I guess Mississippi, you know, bam, you know, somebody, you know, little friendly country people, they'll help you. And this famous guy, I think it's Keanu Reeves, he walked out. He was riding a motorcycle. And he walked out and he asked her if she needed help, and everybody came flocking there.
Really?
So, you know, Amy wanted to see it because of, you know, watching her. Because it's kind of like she just got that part. You know, it was a God-sent part for her.
Mm-hmm.
And for her to be out in Los Angeles and you know, and a little stranded because of a car, and nobody would help her, you know. And then here comes the famous man, and everybody wants to run over and help. So I thought that was funny.
I would agree with you. But you know, I think God puts people in places at the right time. He obviously put her in the right place at the right time because I'm telling you, this movie, I haven't stopped talking about it since I saw it. Right, Jess?
No, you have not.
I have not. It's that good.
Enjoy it. It's an awesome movie.
All right. Well, you know, between now and then, I'll piece it together and watch it, and I'll give you a call next week.
Deal. We'll look for your call, okay, Sarah?
All right. Thank you. Y'all have a good evening. Y'all have a good evening.
Thank you. You too. God bless. How sweet. Well, you know, it's that time again. You know what time it is?
I don't know.
It's
time to go to bed.
It's time to go to bed almost. Yeah, it really is. We're going to come to the end of another show this week. We want to thank everybody for tuning in and listening. We hope all your New Year's resolutions come true. Remember, when you make a New Year's resolution, it doesn't have to be on January 1st. And if you break it on January 7th, it doesn't mean you can't make it again on January 8th. It just means that in order to keep moving forward, you've got to keep taking on new challenges. And I hope everybody does that. And remember this, too. January 1st is just another day. Tomorrow, whatever tomorrow is, day of the week, tomorrow is a day to make changes. It doesn't matter if it's January 1st, November 1st, or June 1st. Any day is a day to make changes because God's given us that wonderful gift that the sun's going to rise tomorrow. So amen to that.
That's
Jessica, you have anything you want to add?
No.
No?
I think you said it all.
I think I said it all. So please, everybody, tune in next week at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're going to have another live show on Wednesday night, and we look forward to it. And we wish you all a very happy, healthy, and safe new year. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Thank you.